Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 844 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question coming in from Michael, but before we get to that, I want to let you know that, and I mentioned this not too long ago, there's a brand new course on the horizon from Pat Flynn and Smart Passive Income, and it's a podcasting course called Power Up Podcasting. If you want to put yourself on the wait list, we already have 160 plus students going through it. And it's honestly one of the coolest things to see their shows come to life. And I'd love to do the same for you in the future when it reopens. If you want to go to there and sign up for the wait list, go to powerupodcasting.com. All right. Now, here is today's question from Michael.
Hi, Pat. I was wondering if you had any recommendations for how to incorporate e-commerce into a WordPress website or WordPress.org website, and any recommendations for what to use to take payment, whether that be Square, PayPal, Quicken. So just wondering what your thoughts were on those things.
Hey, what's up, Michael? Thank you so much for the question. You know, the answer that I feel that would be best for you, I mean, there's hundreds of different ways to do this. You could incorporate something called WooCommerce on your website, which allows you to enable e-commerce stuff happening on your website, and you can sell products and whatnot. It integrates really nicely with WordPress, I know for a fact. But there's also Shopify, which is a very well-known shopping cart platform. It allows you to build your own store. Plus, I know there are WordPress plugins so that you can integrate that into your website as well. And then you kind of use Shopify. I've actually done that before, not on my own site. We've kind of integrated a little bit of e-commerce on the site with some t-shirts and stuff that we've been selling for more charitable reasons. But there's going to be some more potential e-commerce related things coming to SPI in the future. But I worked on a website way back in the day, back when Shopify was around, and I had set up a WordPress website. I used that integration to set up a store to sell goods for a movie that I had worked on. So I had helped a movie start their own website and set up their e-commerce platform. I even set up an affiliate program for them as well. And it worked out. It worked out really well, and it was done with Shopify on a WordPress website. And you basically go into Shopify, and that's where you manage your store. But you're just your store storefront, if you will, happens to live on your website. So that's what I would do. I mean, it can get very complicated very fast, but start simple. Start with solutions that you know are proven to work, and that's where I would start. So Shopify or WooCommerce, I would research those two and decide whether or not which one works out better for you, depending on what it is that you are serving and offering. So there you go, Michael. Hopefully that helps. And in terms of the way that you would accept payments, I mean, I would offer on all of them PayPal, because PayPal is sort of a very universal and also international sort of way that you can collect money and also accept credit cards. But what I would actually recommend is what I have experience with, and that's Stripe. Stripe seems to work out really well. It has fees that are very much like the others, but it's also something that's very interconnected. It's a great growing company as well. I've done some research on the company because you obviously want to make sure that these things you set up are with companies that are reputable. And so I've done some research on Stripe, and you know, I just really love their business model and the way that they work. They're also something that's integrated with a lot of the tools that I have had access to and purchased. So Stripe would be a great one to go for as well. And their analytics and their data is actually quite insightful too. So there you go. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best. And I want to offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat, which is actually going to be in a few days next week. But until then, I have a quick, simple request for you. If you're interested in starting a podcast soon, head on over to poweruppodcasting.com. And then finally, if you have a moment and you're just kind of searching, surfing around iTunes, just type in Ask Pat and leave a quick review and rating for the show. I would really appreciate that. And that's it. Thank you so much. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Henry Ford. And that is, "It is not the employer who pays wages. He only handles the money. It is the product that pays wages." Boom. Mic drop. All right. Take care, guys. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.